我名字叫李华。
Wait, but why are you learning Mandarin?
My name is Li Hua.
Why?
Just because I want to know some cool phrases in Mandarin just to pull it out when you need to. 我名字叫 Ponzini Liam. Sorry, I was going to start with Mandarin again, but then I started with...
Can you say the whole welcome to episode 5 in Mandarin?
No, that I absolutely cannot do.
Okay.
I can say, ni hao, welcome to episode 5 of 2 Servings of Fruit. I'm Liam.
I'm Chase.
Today's topic is gay icons!
Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, check that shit out. So that's right, today we're going to be talking about all your favorite, or least favorite, or, you know, troublesome, problematic, canceled, uncanceled queens of the 20th to 21st century. Because I don't know if there are any gay icons of the 19th century, maybe Mary Shelley.
We're going to talk about Beyonce and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, get ready for it. But first... we have weird shit of the week and jingle. I'll play it.
We were supposed to do that together.
I don't think we could have, but
we didn't.
So
weird, it's the weirdest shit that you've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to weird shit of the week.
I really like how it trails off.
I love the end too.
Yeah.
I do want to do a remix of it one of these days soon, but
a remix. Yeah, a remix. We should put it on Spotify.
That honestly would I'd listen to it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Anyways, do you want to go first for WSOTW?
Oh yeah. My weird shit of the week is from Fox News. And the headline is, giant hairball tears through teen's stomach, requiring surgery.
Jesus.
And then the byline is, the teen was diagnosed with an extremely rare condition called Rapunzel syndrome.
What? Does she have really long hair?
So a teen in the UK who compulsively ate her own hair ended up developing a massive hairball in her stomach that tore a hole through her stomach wall, according to a new report. Trigger warning, graphic content.
I feel nauseous.
Graphic content.
Very nauseous.
My trigger warnings always come after I trigger. Okay, the hairball was oval-shaped, and it was 19 inches long and completely filled her stomach.
Do we actually need to cover this part?
Are you okay? And then they included a picture of a hairbrush.
Ew. That's actually, like, the most disgusting thing I've ever heard, I believe.
Oh, she fainted twice. That's why she went to the hospital.
She didn't go to the hospital because... how long was that thing developing then?
She said she had experienced intermittent abdominal pain for the past 5 months. So it probably started building around
then. 5 months! That just clicked in.
5 months.
5 months.
Almost half a year, yeah.
That hair is rotting in your stomach. When you don't even end up passing it, like, you know what I mean?
It's a hairball!
Yeah? Can't you digest hair?
I think it became too big to pass.
Ugh.
19 inches. Oh, she underwent surgery and they removed the hairball. It had formed a cast of the entire stomach.
A cast.
Maybe we stop here.
Yeah.
Maybe we stop here.
So thank you for that, WSOTW. That was actually not weird. That was horrible. That was just horrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Trigger warning.
Oh my God. She literally wouldn't even be able to eat food at that point.
No, it filled her entire stomach.
Okay, well, mine actually is also kind of gross. My title, this is from thedailystar.co.uk, and I feel like anything that comes out of England is kind of weird, kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So this headline is, startup offers salami grown from celebrity cells in, quote-unquote, Bible cannibalism prophecy.
I don't even know where to begin with that.
I know. I saw that headline and I thought, yeah, absolutely. But anyways, there's this company, and basically they can take cells, like a little patch of cells from a celebrity, then grow it in a lab into meat, and then cure it like salami, and you can eat meat made from celebrities without them dying. But anyways,
someone tell Armie Hammer.
I feel like that's been a general thread this first five episodes. Yes. It's just been cannibalism and Armie Hammer.
The quote on the website is, "We all wish we could be closer to our favorite celebrities, and now we can all experience them in flesh." Yeah. So...
that being...
And not only that, the website, the salami looks good.
It does actually look really good.
Nice pepper-crusted salami.
Who's in that one?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyways, this isn't even... That's just one part of the article. Oh. The bigger issue was that basically some religious people started thinking, like, oh, there's a prophecy in the Bible that, like, when people start eating each other, that's the end of the world. So now these people in the Bible are like...
These people in the Bible?
Sorry, these people who read the Bible... Sorry, Israel 365 News, an outlet that interprets current events through the lens of ancient religious texts, is claiming that Bite Labs technology was predicted long ago, and that this is a sign of the end of the times.
My question is, where do they get the cells? Like...
The celebrities have to get... I don't know if they've actually made any.
Oh, they've not.
I don't know if they've actually created it yet. Like, they're saying, like, maybe this company is a prophecy.
Well, that's stupid if they're selling this and they don't even have proof that it works, that I can eat, like...
Well, I've heard of lab-grown meat, so...
Kim Kardashian salami?
But basically, the celebrity would need to give some cells, like, through an autopsy, like a little clip of...
What celebrity would do that?
If I was famous, I would do it.
So people could eat...
I would want to eat it myself. Meat? I would want to eat myself. Like, I would want to try it and just be like, this is cool. Maybe.
All right.
It is better for the environment.
I think yours is pretty disgusting, too. You got on me about my hairball, but...
The hairball was like, oh, a medical nightmare. This is a scientific breakthrough.
This is a biblical nightmare.
I support this.
What?
If it was a good deal at the store or
something.
That's
what I thought you were going to say. Could you imagine all the salamis lined up and it's separated, like different branding for each celebrity?
Yeah, oh, the website. I did look up the website. That's how I know I like, the article makes it seem like they already made
it. Are these celebrities that they're...
Tweet at your favorite celebrities and support us.
At your favorite celebrities. So, and they have James Franco, Jennifer Lawrence, Kanye West, and Ellen DeGeneres. Those are their target salami products.
I just love... The profile for some of these, like, the Franco salami, the James Franco salami must be smoky, sexy, and smooth.
No! They have flavor profiles!
The J-Law salami, complemented by a mixture of rabbit and pork. Charming and confident flavor profile.
Oh my god! They have actual, like, they're ready to go.
They're ready to go! Yeah, no, for real. I want to know what the Ellen salami, blended with ostrich... Black pepper and garlic with a playful kick of mustard. Kanye was pull no punches, heavy, boldly flavored, blend with rich, coarse ground pork, paprika, Worcestershire.
That sounds gross.
And a little hint of jalapenos. Yeah, that sounds like a mess, just like Kanye.
Perfect. And a little bit of his skin cells.
Yeah. So this is actually, this weird shit of the week also really lends well to our topic of the week, gay icons. Because my weird shit of the week is icon salami. Gay people like salami. Gay people like icons.
And that is a professional segue.
So, yeah, gay icons. I have some notes here, starting off with...
You're Marsha always referencing your notes. Yeah. You can just go without saying...
Well, I want people to know about my notes. Okay. I'm not in school anymore, so this is the only time I take notes, is when I'm preparing for this.
Okay, so what do you have at the jump?
Right from the start, I think it's really important to just mention the first, I would say, first true gay icon is Marsha P. Johnson.
But are you talking gay icon or gay activist? Because they're different things.
I think I think they're kind of almost interchangeable in a way because she is iconically gay.
Yeah. There's an argument there. I mean, I love Marsha B. Johnson and everything she did for gay people and trans people, but
I think of gay icons, I think if there was a Time magazine article, if there was a Time magazine dedicated to the top 100 gay icons, Marsha P. Johnson would be on that list.
True. But that would be a blended list. If it was Billboard, it would not be Marsha P. Johnson.
No. But Gaga would be on the Time list.
Yeah, Gaga would be.
And same probably with Ariana Grande. She'd be in there.
Would she?
Number 80.
Would she?
Say number 80. This podcast is just dedicated to roasting Ariana Grande. I guess we weren't around at the time to really know about it, but Marsha P. Johnson was also probably really big in the gay community, or in the gay vogue.
Underground gay community, yeah.
Yeah, which really kind of was in New York. New York really was probably the cultural hub of the LGBT community. And yeah. Still is to an extent, probably.
Yeah, well, obviously Marsha's important to queer rights, and I would say that she is an iconic person in the LGBTQ+ rainbow, but I just think we need to differentiate between gay icons and gay activists, because maybe interchangeable to a certain extent, but still different in how they're talked about.
I guess maybe my perspective is, if you were to go to Pride, they'd play Lady Gaga, and then they'd also stop halfway through and talk about Marsha P. Johnson, but I guess Pride's a different thing. Oh my god, we have to do a Pride episode when it comes to the summertime.
Yeah, but we should do it during actual Pride month, not stupid Vancouver August.
We should do a podcast on the streets during Vancouver Pride, because I'm willing it into existence. There's gonna be Pride this year.
All right. Manifestation. But you have written down, me referencing your notes now.
Yeah. They're useful, right?
When I looked into the first gay icon as I was defining it, which is not including gay activists, Judy Garland is what came up for me.
Yeah, Judy Garland for sure. She was very iconic for the gays. Friend of Dorothy. Throwback to last episode.
Yeah, that's why Wizard of Oz is a really big gay movie.
You know, I've only seen Wizard of Oz, I think, maybe like once.
Oh, really?
First of all, that movie's long as fuck.
Is it? I don't remember it being that long.
It's like 3 hours, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
I'm going to Google it, but I'm almost certain. This is our
third time Googling something during this episode. Recording.
I'm pretty sure Wizard of Oz is a long movie.
I'm happy that you're going to edit this episode, because it's not going to be streamlined.
It's only 1 hour and 52 minutes, but...
It's literally short. It's not even a long movie.
It feels long. It feels like they do a lot.
Well, that's another issue.
Yeah. I don't really... I mean, yeah, she was, like, a woman wearing red shoes, but why was she a gay icon? I don't actually know. Like, I know she sang, she did drugs, she was... she had a horrible childhood.
Yeah, see, you search gay icon, she's the first... She's the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, she was immensely popular among gay men due to her camp sensibilities and is considered the quintessential pre-Stonewall gay icon.
Oh, pre-Marsha.
In the 1950s, the phrase friend of Dorothy became used as a slang term for homosexuals.
What if she was, like, severely homophobic? Like, what if...
Judy Garland?
Yeah.
I don't think she was.
I feel like everyone was.
Oh, Judy Garland as gay icon. She is called the Elvis of homosexuals.
Does that make Elvis the Elvis of straight people? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, Elvis...
Just Elvis.
No gay people listen to Elvis. Never have. So admiration of her ability as a performer, the way her personal struggles seemed to mirror those of gay men in America during the height of her fame, and her value as a camp figure.
Good for her.
So gays, gays at the time of Wizard of Oz could identify with Judy Garland's struggles.
I feel like most other... I mean, I also have, in this kind of section of gay icons, I have Barbara Streisand. Which, I don't know if she struggled a lot. Did she? I don't know much about Barbara Streisand either.
I don't know either.
I just know she was silly. I haven't seen that movie, Funny Girl, but that was like her big, big movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From the 60s or 50s. I don't know how old she is. She's like 80? No, that's too old. 70?
I'm not Googling it.
Okay, we're going to just leave it at 70. She was big for the gays as well. I have Joan Crawford and Betty Davis. I feel like that was the pre-Housewives because they had a feud.
Did they?
Yeah. But apparently when Joan Crawford died, that like someone tried to get a quote from Betty Davis, and Betty Davis was like, I was told to only speak good of the dead. And then she said, Joan Crawford is dead. Good.
Ah! Wow. That's a great line.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's true, but
Either way, I'm gonna believe it is true.
I know, right? But they made it seem like she was almost sad. Like, they, maybe they really liked each other. I'm sure they could have been friends.
Yeah.
But it was all about, it was just like in the height of that 50s or, I don't know, long time ago. Before I was born. And then I also have on here Jane Fonda, which again, I don't know when she was
big. I love Jane Fonda. She was big all through the 70s and 80s and all that time. And she did all those protests and she got arrested so many times.
She was always just big.
And then her workout videos.
Oh, did she have workout videos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's like the queen of workout videos.
I actually didn't know why she was famous.
It's an empire of
workout. I knew she went to Studio 54.
She was an actor, and then she did all those protests, and then she did all those workout videos and made so much money. And now she's acting still.
Yeah, she does that show on Netflix.
I love Jane Fonda.
Well, yeah, so Jane Fonda, obviously, just, I think she was big because of her activism. I think that kind of solidified her as a gay icon.
Yeah, I mean...
But she was also just a pretty woman.
Who else do you have?
That's it for mid-20th century actresses.
I think that...
Which as a category is so awesome.
I think that gay people are, during especially those times when they were more oppressed and it was harder to be so out and open about your gayness, like people like this, like Judy Garland, who had her own struggles in her personal life but then was also like beautiful and fabulous on stage, or Barbara Streisand, who obviously was amazing on stage, you know what I mean, or Jane Fonda, who had like a rebellious spirit, like that's the common thread I see there,
is kind of outsider but still number one.
Yeah, someone who's like is rebellious or uses their, or takes their tragedy and makes it into success, which is something that gay people, I think, wish they probably could have done.
Yeah, for sure. I think the reason that they're seen as iconic is because they relate well to gay people, specifically gay men. I think a lot of these really just relate to gay men. As a gay man, I can only speak to what I know, but I really couldn't tell you who a lesbian icon would be. Maybe Ellen. I do have Ellen on this list, so.
Yeah.
She'll be brought up. I like Ellen. That's a controversial opinion.
I mean, we can only speak from our perspective, and we're not lesbians.
But yeah, I think that's one thing I'm starting to notice right away is definitely that a lot of these women were famous, and they are kind of also simultaneously outsiders. Or
just struggling.
So the next category of icons also is radio queens pre-2000. And I think if we're going from chronological order, that would be Cher first. Cher, Liza Minnelli, and Diana Ross.
Cher is like the same thing as the other one. So like outlandish costumes.
She was weird too.
Yeah, sometimes like Cher got banned from many TV stations for wearing too revealing of clothing.
Cher, when she was young, was so beautiful.
Literally.
She is still beautiful now, but she is insane.
I love Cher.
Cher on Twitter, like, whoa.
It's like she doesn't know how to type. Everything's capitalized. God bless her.
Literally, she is ideal. She also, just the way she types on Twitter is like, I know you don't talk like that in real life, but I'm picturing Cher speaking these words, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I love Cher.
I want to find a really good Cher tweet. Let's just find one real quick. Something, space, is, space, amiss, space, space, with, space, iPad.
Something is amiss with iPad.
Can anyone see me? I blocked someone's dad? Who was it?
I blocked someone's question mark.
Yeah, who was it?
Oh, shit. Gummy bears. Fuck.
Yeah. This one's awesome. WTF is MDNA. I think she
meant to got a colonic.
Heard Madonna fell on stage. This is something we all dread. Quote, Madge, I give you props. You are a champ for finishing your song. I hope you are unhurt.
Madge.
Who is Madge?
That's Madonna.
She calls her Madge? Yeah. That's what I call, like, a lunch lady. Not Madonna.
Breaking news. I'm being buried in my fishnets. Yeah. All caps.
This whole episode all is just going to actually just be devoted to reading
our new podcast tweets. Is called Share Tweets.
Oh, my God. You should do a share. We should do a share, our best share impression.
No.
Of reading news tweets. I can't do a share impression.
I can't either, picture so it. We're not going to do it.
I wish bots were funny.
That actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I'm actually.
That actually wasn't that bad. Do another. Do another.
Just because I can't spell or know grammar doesn't mean I don't know many things. History, ancient religion, war could go on, but I'd be a pain.
That was pretty good.
I'm actually impressed with myself. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast,
Liam. Liam is now a Cher impersonator. Holy shit. Holy shit. Okay, I need to recover after that.
So yeah, that's Cher. She's a gay icon.
I mean, just quick fire these people.
Diana Ross spoke about her last week. It's wrong. Holy
shit. Liam.
I'm coming out. I have Liza Minnelli. I don't know anything about Liza Minnelli.
That's kind of who your voice sounded like more than Cher.
I thought Liza Minnelli was like, Mama. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she just does that. That's all she does. Elton John and Freddie Mercury, two of the only gay men on this list. Both of them had a movie. The only thing is, the Freddie Mercury movie was really good.
Yeah.
The Elton John movie was like, Elton John went and saw Freddie Mercury's movie, and he was like, you know what? I want a movie.
Yeah, he
produced it. He cast.
I know. And I
Taron Egerton.
I sort of have feelings about biopics before the person's dead.
Yeah, you can't know how you're going to be remembered. That's not fair.
Yeah, you can't, like, manufacture your own biopic.
I also have Madonna, which I feel like is almost one of the, like, penultimate.
Yeah.
Like, top three for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Again, what's she doing now? Couldn't tell you. She
had an album not that long ago. It was not good.
You know what? At that age, just enjoy your money. We've also got RuPaul on here, which is...
RuPaul's an interesting one because he has not burst in popularity so much until...
Until Drag Race. Well, the thing is, I have him on Radio Queen's... Radio Queen's pre-2000 because...
Supermodel?
In the 90s, he got he got famous.
He had the big song, yeah. He had a show.
Yeah, he had a talk show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
And he was like an actual public Drake.
What the fuck? Drake queen.
Yeah,
he was the mainstream drag queen.
Yeah, for sure. And I have Kylie Minogue because she's kind of coming back into fashion.
I do enjoy Kylie Minogue's music.
Minogue.
Do you pronounce the G?
Yeah.
I thought it was... Are you sure?
Yes. Kylie Minogue.
Sixth Google, I'm counting.
It's Minogue. Minogue.
Okay, I know how it's spelled.
Well, yeah, why would you not pronounce the G? The G and everything after is silent.
Oh, yeah, you do say the G. Oh, wait, I've not been saying it for years.
Kylie Minogue?
I think that sounds way better. Wow, that's unfortunate. Oh, hey.
Minogue. He's saying the G.
Yeah, but very light. Not how you're saying it. You're saying it Kylie Minogue.
Well, yeah. Kylie Minogue.
Is that bitch who sings that song? Can't keep you out of my head. But do you see the common thread with these people too?
RuPaul's a drag queen, so yes. Liza Minnelli had a troubled childhood, yeah. Diana Ross, again, outsider. Madonna, she was just weird.
Rebellious. Madonna was rebellious.
Kylie Minogue, just hot, I guess? I don't know. I actually don't know what
she don't know enough about Kylie Minogue. Like...
Yeah.
Her older career, her come up, I don't know.
She's kind of big now, though, I feel like. I guess
yeah, well, Can't Keep You Out of My Head, she was big, too. That was, what, early 2000s? Was that the 90s?
I think it was still the 90s. So now we're going into contemporary, as in the 2000s. Who would we consider some gay icons of the 2000s? I have on here just Real Housewives. I feel like the Real Housewives franchise is iconically gay. Specifically within that, I'm looking at NeNe Leakes, Lisa Rinna, Lisa Vanderpump, and a lot of those people also did a lot with gay people, which was, like, honestly a common thing that you see even in their, like, storylines on the shows. Like, I remember I rewatched Real Housewives of Atlanta in the last couple months.
or not rewatch, just watch it for the first time. Mm-hmm. But Nene Leakes, she like spent a lot of time talking about gay people.
Yeah.
She was like a big, that was a big thing for her. She did that girls and gays party that people didn't know what the show was about. Like they were like, what is the party about? She's like, just girls and gays.
There's always a side gay on a Real Housewives franchise.
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Do you remember? Did you... You watched Real Housewives of Atlanta recently, didn't you?
The hairdresser?
Mm-hmm. What was his name? Or no, the party planner, too. He was a party planner.
Oh, Phaedra's friend. Dwight?
Dwight.
What did you just say?
Don't you pronounce... I think his name, you pronounce the G, too.
Wow.
Like, Dwight. It was weird, like, wasn't it? Dwigged.
What is going on today with names? What the fuck?
Dwight.
It was Dwight.
Dwight.
Oh, and Miss Lawrence was the hairdresser.
Oh, Miss Lawrence was Phaedra's friend, yeah. Or not Phaedra, Portia. No, Kenya. Jeez Louise. Okay, so we did find out it is in fact just Dwight.
Dwight. Yep. The normal name Dwight, not Dwight.
I don't know why I thought that that was the case.
Anyways, Real Housewives, definitely a gay...
gay franchise in general, thing. But I think within that, yeah.
Some iconic gay icon. Erica Jane, I think, is a big one.
Yeah. She's much newer, though. Like, if I would say, like, within the Real Housewives, it'd be, like, Lisa Vanderpump as well. Yeah. Because she was also, like...
Yeah, Vanderpump for sure.
On this contemporary section, of course, Gaga.
Who I think would also be in almost the top.
Yeah, absolutely. When she was, like, first coming up, her big thing was just how much gay guys loved her.
Literally, you see, like, such early interviews where she talks so fondly of gay men.
Yeah. She was like, gay guys love me, I love them.
Like, she really went for the gay demographic.
Literally, I've never been to a Lady Gaga concert, but I've heard it's like Pride.
It's so much fun.
I want to go.
I miss concerts.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Lady Gaga, definitely a big one.
Gaga, I mean, that's where the lines start to get blurred too, because Gaga is also a gay activist, and Madonna, I would even call a gay activist. Like, there are people who were celebrated by the gay community when they came up, and then have given back to the gay community because of the support they've received, and also they're just not dicks.
Yeah. Oh, I remember what I was going to say about Gaga. I remember when Art Pop came out and the sales weren't doing good, and this was like, I don't know, back in my Tumblr days or whatever, but I was on Tumblr and I'd followed a couple of gay people.
Yeah.
And they'd always post about Art Pop, but also just post about like people posting ads on Craigslist like, if you show me you purchased Art Pop, like I will have sex with you.
Oh.
Like they were prostituting for Gaga's album sales. Like, that is some devotion
literally and
insanity in my...
Literally. Justice for Art Pop, though.
Yeah, that's a good album. I've been listening to that recently.
If Art Pop dropped in 2020, number one.
Chromatica and Art Pop switched.
Chromatica can go to 2013, Art Pop 2020.
For sure. As of Nicki Minaj. Is she gay, Con? More so, I would say, in 2020 and 2021. Like, you go on TikTok, all the gays are barbs.
TikTok is flooded with barbs.
Yeah, they're everywhere. TikTok, and they hate Cardi B.
Cardi B probably avoids TikTok like the plague. If I was Cardi B, I would never, ever go on TikTok.
Cardi B stays on Instagram. Nicki Minaj stays
on TikTok. Yeah, for sure.
And they don't mesh. They don't like each other.
I feel like Nicki is a gay icon, but I wouldn't call her a gay activist.
When you're a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race, you're not necessarily a gay icon, but you are at least involved in the community. But also, if you're the first judge, like, that's, like, their big one.
Yeah.
I have on here Elliot Page, as well as Kristen Stewart. Like, kind of that more kind of out. There were, like, questions. Same with Kristen Stewart. Like, people were speculating. And I don't know if those necessarily make them gay icons, but maybe more so an interesting facet of the LGBT community, specifically in like tabloid times when that was more common.
I also you're missing Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah. Well, there's so many. It's hard to get an exhaustive list.
Mariah Carey, legend. Queen.
She's, yeah, big because she's a
absolute
diva.
Gay icon.
Yeah, big diva. I have Britney Spears, of course. She's also an icon just in general.
Yeah.
But with the Free Britney movement as well now, like, she's big, which I don't really know much about. All I know
Watched Free Britney the other day. And honestly, not a lot of revelations. Like, really not. Really? I knew most of the stuff I was watching. Like, she's in the conservatorship, and it's kind of just a shitty situation where she can't control her finances. Mm-hmm. And then they talked about, like, the conspiracy theories and, like, the
Instagram. I was
going to
say, the conspiracy theories I don't buy into.
Like, she's sending messages through her Instagram.
When people post thousands and thousands of comments, and all of them are different things, like wear purple, wear blue, wear red, wear yellow. Like, yeah, the next one she's going to do, any color she wears,
yeah,
it's going to be like, oh my God, this person said wear yellow and for she wore yellow.
I don't know that I believe all of the conspiracy theories, but I definitely think she's in a situation that she should not be in at 39 years old.
This is the issue with conspiracy theories, is they have like a tiny shred of truth that then gets misconstrued into a much larger, much more insidious thing than it truly is. Like, I don't think she's being kidnapped and held against her hostage.
Yeah.
Held against her will, I mean. Held against her hostage. Jesus.
I don't know that she has as much freedom as you think she has, but I don't know that she has as little freedom as some people think she has. So it's definitely a fucked up situation. I just, like, it's hard to know how fucked up when we can't hear from her or haven't heard from her.
Mm-hmm. I really can't speculate onto what her day-to-day is like, because I have no idea.
Yeah. And the whole thing was more of a deep dive into, like, how toxic tabloids are and were in the 2000s. Like, the shit that she had to go through.
Literally.
And then, just like, shaving her head and everything. Literally. And everyone's, like, so sympathetic to it now. But then, like, sometimes you see tabloids still doing it to young people coming up.
It's also just like, oh, these tabloids are, like, so sympathetic now. It's like, that's, like, when you have, like, a bunch of people bully someone and then that person, like, kills himself or something, and then they're all like, oh, we never knew.
Yeah, it's like, just,
you were the asshole here.
Yeah, tabloid culture is still really bad, so.
Yeah. I also have Ariana Grande on this list, so.
She's really contemporary, more so than any of those others.
I would say, like, 5-10 years from now, we're gonna look back and be like, wow, Ariana Grande, big gay queen. I mean, we still say that now.
People still think she's a big gay icon.
I don't get the hype. She's cool, but I don't get the hype.
I mean, I don't want to receive any hate, so but you all know how I feel.
Cancel me. I don't care. Cancel me for not liking Ariana Grande.
I mean, these are two people I see on your list that I think deserve more hype.
Yeah, Kim Petras and Charlie XCX are maybe more really niche within the gay community.
More underground gay icons, I would say.
I'd say they're big within gay people.
Yeah, but they haven't transcended.
Yeah, I think one thing that we've kind of noticed with this list is that all of these people are big absent the gay community, but a lot of their base are like, a lot of their strongest support is from the gay community. But like Charlie XCX, Kim Petras, I have Hyperpop, just that whole genre listed there. Like, all of that is really just gay people.
Sophie,
yeah. Like, not a lot of the hats.
Yeah, which honestly, I kind of like.
It's like,
isn't it kind of nice to, like,
gatekeep a bit?
Yeah, like, gatekeep Charlie XCX, Sophie, and Kim Petras from the streets.
I just hope that they get all the success that they can get, but what I'm more, like, hopeful for is that, like, I know that whole genre of music, like, is very much, like, trendy, like, trend-setting, I would say. So I'd be more, like, I'm more, like, I hope they get the recognition for that and that other people won't come along, random pop people, and just kind of get all that clout.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to see Kim Petras get some recognition.
Some Grammys or something.
Like, yeah. Toss her a bone here.
I feel like your list...
Am I missing any... Oh, we haven't even talked about my literal LGBTQ.
I definitely would put Whitney Houston in your...
Forgot about her.
Gay icons. And I would put Tina Turner. And it's just like, I don't know how to navigate or, like, structure the conversation, because it's just, like, tough. I feel like any mostly female artist, as we've seen, who is... has a big stage presence and costumes and is a very public life or has struggles or is rebellious, is like a gay icon. And I don't know, there's like a lot. And I don't know...
that you can cover all of it.
I know. But I feel like going into your LGBTQ category, like...
Yeah, I have
these
on
people
here.
Are less so gay icons.
Yeah, literally. I have Lil Nas X, who's literally gay.
I like Lil Nas X.
I like a couple of his songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also have just, like, literally random white gay actors, so that's just fun fact.
Yeah.
That's more like a trivia question. Like, is Neil Patrick Harris gay? Yeah. They have a really cute family, him and his husband, which is sweet. I also have Ryan Murphy, we talked about this a little bit before the pod, but Ryan Murphy, I don't think is necessarily a gay icon, but I do think he is a large cultural influencer because of things like Glee and American Horror Story and like Scream Queens, where he had a lot, some of these shows were quite big and they had a lot of gay actors or gay characters.
Storylines, yeah.
Yeah, or even like literally gay actors. Like
yeah.
That show Ratched, which is,
Ratched?
Ratched, I don't know. Either way, I don't love Ryan Murphy shit.
Oh yeah, I avoid Ryan Murphy productions like the plague.
Yeah, they're never that good.
And I gave in when the prom came out, and I regretted it instantly.
Jesus, what a cast. The thing is, Ryan Murphy always has great casts, great actors, and then something about the way he makes something is just like why was this the choice?
Corny.
Yeah.
Everything deeply. He does is corny.
Deeply. But like Sarah Paulson, she's in a lot of Ryan Murphy's.
She's a great actor.
And she's gay.
Like, is Sarah Paulson a lesbian?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, he employs a ton of actually gay
so
actors.
So then why was James Corden the gay guy in the prom?
Better question yet. Why was James Corden nominated for a Golden Globe?
Why is James Corden in any movie ever?
But yeah, I think Ryan Murphy is a large figure in the gay community.
But see, like,
in the behind the scenes.
See, so now we look at all those LGBTQ+ people we listed. Mm-hmm. Look at all the gay icons we listed, and like compare how many gay people are actually in these lists that we made.
Yeah,
RuPaul,
Elton
John and Freddie Mercury, and then Kim Petras. Like, I don't know the answer, but that gay people idolize straight women a lot.
It's probably, we need like a psychologist to come
literally
on the
show. And like maybe it's the, you know, someone who's like feminine and it's like such an embrace of their femininity and sexuality that gay people relate to. I don't really know the exact answer, but I've literally for years found it interesting.
Yeah.
How so many gay icons are straight women. And why, like, Kim Petras, gay people know her, but she's not getting the support that Ariana Grande gets from gays when she drops something.
I personally love Kim Petras more than I love Ariana Grande.
Yeah, me too.
Love and adore. Can't wait for that next Halloween album, which I think was just one of the most amazing things in the world.
Yeah.
Like a Halloween pop album? Come on.
No, Kim Petras deserves a lot more than she gets.
Yeah, the only other Halloween song I can think of is Monster Mash, and that song sucks.
But then, like, see, like, Gaga, like, would credit gays for being a huge reason why her career got to where it was, being held up by gays.
Yeah.
So why is an actual trans person not being held up as unanimously?
I do think also part of that is just the fact that she is trans makes it more difficult
barrier.
For her to actually break into, like, the mainstream.
Yeah.
Because I do think she has a strong gay support. I don't know. Either way, next category is debatable. These are people that I said, this could be debatable. Which, I think this is a pretty good list.
I don't agree with some of this list, but we'll just fire them off.
As debatable? I mean, that's the whole point, is I think they're questionable. Like, Ellen DeGeneres, gay icon.
Iconic gay person, not a gay icon.
I would say was a gay icon.
During her sitcom.
Yeah, more so. True. Yeah, and then just at the beginning of when she got a talk show. Azealia Banks.
Undeservedly.
Problematic gay icon.
Problematic. I would call Azealia Banks a gay icon.
I would. Problematic gay icon.
Absolutely problematic.
I love her music.
I do love her music, too. Fuck.
I used to follow her on Twitter a long time ago. One of the accounts that got banned, I don't even know. But now, I don't even look.
That woman is.
I don't even look. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus, I would say, is a gay icon.
Is now a gay icon.
I would say is now, but I think that the building blocks for her being a gay icon were absolutely there when she did Hannah Montana.
You think?
Yeah. Double life as this fabulous performer in wigs and costumes when I just idolized Hannah Montana as a young gay boy. As a young gay boy, I wanted to be Hannah Montana.
I don't think so, because I could see that with like almost any female Disney star. Well, Selena Gomez, I wouldn't say is a gay icon.
But I wouldn't either, but I know there are people that would argue that she is. Demi Lovato, I know there are people that would argue that she is.
I mean, Poot Lovato's a gay icon. Demi Lovato's not.
I agree with you, but I'm saying that there's room for debate. But Miley Cyrus, after
Bangers,
Miley Cyrus, I think, definitely gay icon. And then sort of, kind of not, when she came out with, like, Malibu and that whole Tame, yeah, that really bad album. And then now, again, with her Plastic Hearts album, I think is totally a gay icon type album.
I do like that Hearts of Glass cover.
Yeah.
Or Heart of Glass.
I love that whole album, actually.
I didn't really like it. The Kardashians. Kim Kardashian. Is she a gay icon? I'm going to say no.
I was going to say no, too.
I think Kim Kardashian is a cultural icon.
Yeah.
And I think she's definitely lauded by the gays. But I don't think she's a gay icon.
I don't think so either. I think that she... I think the Kardashians...
Yeah, I have Kardashians would, general, like I have KKW, Kylie, we could go through them all.
I think they would have made a cultural impact regardless of the gay support. Even though
that's
it
a good
most
it.
Definitely probably helped, I don't think it was... Like, would Gaga have gotten as big without the gay support? I honestly don't know.
No, I don't. I think Gaga would be more noticeable. I just don't think Kim Kardashian oozes that gay...
No.
Je ne sais
quoi. There's something missing.
There's something missing. You know what? Here's a conspiracy theory. Kim Kardashian doesn't exist. Just a robot. You've never seen
her? Did you just make up?
Have you ever seen Kim Kardashian?
Did you just come up with that?
Yes.
So is the whole family a robot?
No, Kris Jenner's real. She's actually a programmer.
She's manufactured these robots.
She's a programmer. She just edits photos and videos to look like they are real people.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
And Kylie Jenner? Kylie Jenner's closer to a gay icon.
Yeah, I would honestly put that whole family in the category I just said for Kim.
Kylie and Kourtney are the closest, though.
Do I... Honestly? I think Kris Jenner is leaning towards a gay icon.
Oh, Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner is... Yeah, she's awesome as fuck.
Yep.
That woman's kind of like... She reminds me of, like, House of Cards. Like, Kevin Spacey in House of Cards.
Yeah,
no,
like,
no. Robin Wright in House of Cards.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
A little... Devious.
I know, a little thick veneer.
There's something going on there.
Underneath. I have all listed together. Beyonce, Adele, Taylor Swift.
Do you want to tackle it first? Because I have opinions.
I don't think any of them are.
So, I think Taylor Swift is not a gay icon. Although she has a lot of gay fans, I don't think she's a gay icon.
She tried to be, I think.
I think she's trying more to be more of like an open activist for human rights. But
yeah. But with,
I don't,
like, what, that song with Todrick Hall?
Yeah. She just threw as many gay people in a video as she could.
I know. I was like, okay, relax.
But I would not call Taylor Swift a gay icon. I would say Adele is more so a gay icon, but I still would say not at all.
Yeah.
The fact that you are debating if Beyonce is a gay icon is mind-blowing to me.
Okay, my thought process is Beyonce is an icon. Like, Beyonce is...
But so is Mariah Carey, an icon.
Mariah Carey is more of a gay icon, I think, because of that, like, diva.
But Beyonce is a diva. Her whole alter ego.
What?
That whole thing was huge with the gays.
I feel like I know nothing about Beyonce.
Her whole Sasha Fierce, Single Ladies, and Halo.
The only thing I know about Beyonce is she got cheated on.
This is disgusting. I'm starting a new solo podcast with someone who appreciates talent.
I love Beyonce. I love Beyonce.
Okay, well, here's a little lesson. She had the
here's
album.
A little lesson.
I Am Sasha Fierce.
I remember that.
And that was when she came out and said that when she performs on stage, she calls herself Sasha Fierce. Like, it's an alter ego that gives her the ability, because she's quite shy, to perform on stage and have this big, larger-than-life persona. And gay people... Loved that. Ate it up.
I was gonna say, that almost makes me think, that pushes me, like, shy.
No, but
I'm
being
thinking,
able to... But isn't that what drag queens are, essentially?
Well, I know. I don't think so, no.
I do.
Well, because drag queen's also a gay man dressed up as a woman.
Of course, but you see on Drag Race, you're watching Drag Race, you see on Drag Race all the time that they say, like, their drag persona is an alter ego that can do anything, and they feel so much braver and more confident in drag. It's the same idea.
I just picture Beyonce, like, in the Nintendo DSi ad.
I think if you asked people if Beyonce was a gay icon, it would be overwhelmingly yes.
Well, I think it's debatable.
We should put a poll when we post this episode, like, on our Instagram stories.
Yeah, I agree. So, Beyonce...
Beyonce is
God.
A gay icon. Liam is wrong.
I have... Okay, next one. We're almost at the end of this list. Harry Styles. I think Harry Styles is not a gay icon. I think Harry Styles...
I don't think he's a gay icon either.
...is a wannabe gay icon.
Yeah, now you get into the whole queer baiting debate.
Yeah.
Which we don't even... Another episode.
We won't
episode.
Even touch that can
of
worms.
It's kind of a good topic, queer baiting. I would say Harry Styles, not a gay icon.
Harry Styles, not a gay icon, straight man.
And then last on this list of debatable, certain Drag Race alumni.
Like who?
Like Trixie Mattel, Katya, Shangela.
I think that...
like the ones who got kind of bigger after Drag Race.
I think, yes. I don't know.
See, that's tough,
because they're
right?
iconic gay people.
They like, some of the... Like, they're... You know, they have a ton of followers. They're definitely big. Like, some of them are big.
But there's
big.
A lot of gay people that don't watch Drag Race.
There's a lot of gay people that don't watch Drag Race. And there's also, I think, I don't know, there's something about Drag Race alumni that almost, like, pushes them into such a specific
It's
box.
A niche thing.
It is. It's almost, like, niche within the gay community.
Yeah. So I don't know that I could even say that they're gay icons.
They're more like straight girl icons.
They're iconic gay people. It's kind of, but it's kind of the same vein as Kim Petras and Charlie XCX. They're iconic
know.
In the gay community.
They're like certain Drag Race alumni are definitely big within the gay community, but I think one of the things for me at least is like Drag Race is like almost like this idolized version for straight people of what
mm-hmm.
the gay community is.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which is like, or not idolized, but this like fantasy version.
Another episode, Drag Race.
Yeah, Drag Race can be. I was gonna say we need to do a whole thing on drag queens. So yeah,
sure.
That is the list I have of gay icons.
Would
we went
call,
through quite a few.
Yeah, there's a lot. Would you call Carly Rae Jepsen a gay icon?
Carly Rae Jepsen is a Canadian icon.
Not a gay icon.
She's from Penticton.
Not a gay icon.
Or Kelowna or something.
Not a gay... I think she's from Burnaby.
She's from BC.
Yeah. Not a gay icon. You think?
Because
I went to Rochelle.
She's almost.
A lot
she's
of gays.
Almost. Yeah, no, there's definitely some underground gay icon. Like, there's some, like, Robin.
Some bubbling beneath... Oh, my God! I love Robin so deeply in my
I don't,
heart.
The only Robin's
oh,
I know
my God.
In the corner.
I didn't even... Oh, my God. Oh my God, I forgot about Robin. I love Robin so much. Definitely a gay icon that's like kind of a bubbling under the surface.
She's an undertone.
She's a bubbling under the surface gay icon.
That's a, yeah. So same, I would put Carly Rae Jepsen in that kind of category. Small shows.
I love Robin. She did the Pacific Coliseum.
Oh really?
And it was full.
Oh.
And I went alone because no one I know listens to her. So that tells
yeah,
you all you need to know.
Don't listen to Robin.
Oh my God, I love Robin so dearly in my heart.
Are we missing anyone else? Iggy Azalea. I'm kidding. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
TikTok she was for
icon.
Half a sec.
TikTok icon.
I have never seen her on TikTok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Iggy Azalea's song was probably the most mainstream Charlie XCX
oh,
ever
sure.
was.
Or I Love It. Anyways. Are you missing anyone else?
There's so many that I think you can make an argument for or against
yeah.
being a gay icon.
If
and
we missed any of your favorites, you can send us hate mail.
Hate mail.
Hate mail. Body parts.
I was about to say your ear.
What better question or better way to end this episode? Well, it's not really the end because we still have our song of the week, but so, from this list. Pick your number one gay icon.
My number one gay icon.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick, like, my favorite from this list. Like, but not necessarily the number
one. Why don't you pick who you think's the number one, and then who your personal favorite gay icon is.
Okay. Number one, I think, is Lady Gaga. And my favorite, I think, is Kim Petras. Love her music. Love her. I think just everything about what she does, like, music-wise, is awesome. And I think she's just also, like, really cool and really inspiring to think of, like...
For sure.
One of the only trans celebrities out there, and then also making dope pop music and Halloween
pop music. Her music is so good, and her music is so much better than so many of the people
I know,
on this list.
I know, literally.
I'm going to agree and say my number one, who I think is the number one gay icon, would be Gaga, but I also think there's an argument there for Madonna.
Yeah.
But same person, different generation. my number one would be Beyonce.
Oh, God. So, I knew you were going to do that shit.
My number one would be Beyonce.
Well, okay. We can, sure. Whatever. Whatever you say there, buddy boy. Whatever you say there, buddy boy.
You'll see when we post the polls.
Yeah, I don't doubt that I'm probably on the wrong side of history here, but...
Tough.
And now, for Song of the Week.
You start, because I don't have one yet.
Okay, so my Song of the Week is a French song... I found on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And then I Shazammed it because it wasn't even a real sound. Like, it was like someone's video.
Oh.
And then I Shazammed it and then I found it. And
what's it called?
It's called C'est beau la bourgeoisie. It's like that French English. It's like Franglish, I guess, but it's just really, they had, like, I the version that I found on Spotify from the actual band that did it wasn't as good and wasn't the same one from TikTok. So the one I have is actually from, the band is called, it's not even the band, it's like,
can I hear some of it?
Variété Française. Like, what? Just, it's like almost, when, you know when you get those CDs from, like, 2004 and it's like, now, 2004.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of songs from, like, various groups. Yeah. That was what this album is, I'm assuming. Chanson Française pour faire la fête, which is French songs for a party. So,
you could not have picked a more
and the yeah, it's
obscure
like,
niche literally song. Really, will I even be able to link this on the Instagram stories?
It's good. Yeah, it's good. But it's like, c'est beau la bourgeoisie qui boit le champagne.
We get it. You speak French.
Yeah.
And now Mandarin.
And now Mandarin. Wo jiao. Wo jian. Jiao? I can't remember. Shit.
He's learning, everyone.
It's literally so hard.
My song of the week is...
I thought you had already.
I did, but I have, like, a few.
I had a couple on here that I was gonna choose between.
My song of the week is going to be, just because of the disrespect that's occurred today, Me, Myself, and I by Beyonce, which is such a good song.
Oh. I forgot about that. Is that the one that's like, 1 + 1?
That's 1 + 1.
How does that one go?
It's more chill. It's from her first album.
That's all I have to say.
You can follow us on Instagram at @2servingspod, or you can email us at 2servingspod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Or leave a review wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether that be Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, I mean, or... I don't know any other ways. Let's, I don't know.
Just leave us a review, please. We need it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye from Liam Ponzini. And I'm Cher saying goodbye.